You're listening to audio from The Eagle, the voice of Shadron State since 1920. This is Kevin Alexi reporting for The Eagle. I had a chance to speak with Governor Dave Heineman on Friday, October 21st, at the Shadron Municipal Airport, shortly before he took the stage at CSC's Memorial Hall to address the State Colleges Conference. The conference was a three-day event sponsored by CSC's Student Senate and attended by members of the Student Senates of Wayne State and Peru State Colleges. The first question I asked the governor involved the Keystone XL pipeline and the letters that Speaker of the Legislature Mike Flood sent out on Wednesday, October 19th.
I saw Wednesday that the Speaker Mike Flood sent out a couple letters. Do you think that the legislature's hands are as tied as he says?
We're in the process of reviewing that, so I want to reserve judgment.
Sure.
I'm going to spend
some
time reading that over the weekend.
Yeah. And his letter to you, those just the recommendations of the safeguards we could get put in place.
I met with TransCanada, and they've kind of indicated they're willing to do some additional safety measures. I think we all appreciate that.
Later, I asked the governor how he feels about the move to take college courses online.
We've had a lot of recent programs come down at the college here that's moving things onto the internet, even for students on campus. Do you think that's the right way to go for higher education in the state?
There's got to be a significant technology component in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Young students today, even as early as junior high and high school, are capable of taking certain courses online. Not every course should be taught online,
sure,
but some should. So I think in the future you're going to see a lot of college students, they'll go to class, but they also, right there in their dorm, they are likely to be taking certain classes online. I support that effort.
Do you think they should be required? Like, should that be the only option? Because here we've had some students say, you know, why am I forced to take an online class when I'm right here on campus?
You know, that's obviously going to be an administrative decision. But it hopefully, to some extent, you'll have the option maybe to do it either way. But at some point, if more and more students want to take it online, you're going to run into a cost issue doing it both ways.
After my second question, Governor Heineman was out of time. He then made his way over to CSC's Memorial Hall. For more coverage of the conference, check out our website, cseagle.com.